Island's here. Quality. Oh, mate, you've got to do yourself a deal there. Yes, do you fancy a market stall? I do, actually, now. I've got a brilliant project in one part of North Yorkshire to tell you about right now. In fact, I want you to listen to Anya's story first.
I was maybe 13 when I started going to markets by myself, being dropped off by my dad, and then taught by being on markets, essentially, how to learn how to do customer service. It was a really great experience, I think. So we were doing, we still are to this day, but doing vegetarian and vegan food that we all cook at home. The business stemmed from my mum wanting to stay at home with me as when I was a little baby. A lot of the food is inspired by Indian cooking. It ties really beautifully with vegetarian food and kind of having vegetables being the key element to food. So, but then I always went as a little child to markets with my dad. And then when I got a little bit older and trusted a bit more, I was sent by myself. And I found it really exciting that I kind of was had this responsibility to serve and have my own little market stall. And yeah, I think I was at Hovingham from 13 years old by myself. Every first Saturday of the month.
How scary was that for you, Anya?
I think I was more excited. Being on market since I was like knee high, I think 5 years old, I think we first started going. It was an environment I was very comfortable in. And I think I was just excited to have the opportunity to do it alone. All the stallholders next to me, they were already kind of good friends of ours, and I trusted them, and they would kind of coach me if I had any problems or queries and questions, or they would give me their opinions when I would have a bit of a moment where I kind of didn't know how to solve those problems. And now I find in my later life now that I run the front of house now, a cafe. So yeah, I've kind of been able to remember those little problem-solving moments that I think has given me a really great leg up.
How much do you learn by working on markets, Anya?
I think you learn a great deal, especially as a young person in that environment. You have people who have worked in that industry for decades, and they give you their little knowledge bits, what they've learned throughout the years, and they kind of teach you how to problem solve stressful situations. And I feel like it gave me such a great leg up. I think having markets as my base was an amazing thing, and I think it's completely shaped who I am now.
You know, what's really interesting to me is that I've driven past the Hovingham market. We keep meaning to come to this market and keep forgetting it. It always looks absolutely amazing, full of wonderful stuff. Is Hovingham the best one, Anya?
We always felt so. We did quite a lot of markets around the moors in North Yorkshire, and Hovingham was always our favourite and always the one that we always made sure that we could do and would do. We always had crates and crates as tall as I was of stock to bring, and they would always go. And it was our favourite that we ever did. And it's the one that now, with a little bit more time and with our cafe, we're like, maybe we'll do Hovingham again, because it's a special one. I still have some of the stall holders come see me in the cafe 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
Which is really special and lovely.
And tell us a bit more about what it's led to now, because you mentioned the cafe. This is really exciting.
My family is the Purple Carrot in Malton. So we started the business in different ways about 20 plus years ago in Ireland, and then we moved to the UK about 15 years ago. Mm. And we did Hovingham Market and a couple of others. And yeah, now we have our own brick and mortar that we've had for about 8 years now. And we love it dearly, and it's really fun. And we're still doing pretty much everything we used to do on the market is still in the cafe now. The same recipes that haven't changed for years now. Because we still have people who remember us from the market still coming in. Our regulars are still the same people that travel to come see us every week.
Oh, that is amazing. I just want to bring in Meg now, Meg Abdi. Now, Meg, you've got an amazing project. Tell us about that.
We've launched a new project to encourage and support young traders to open up a market stall, initially at Hovingham Market, but who knows where it might lead to. And we know there's lots of young people in our area, which is a very rural, very beautiful area, but love the area and would like to stay, but it's really hard sometimes to find well-paid and interesting work, so they may be forced to move away. And we want to encourage those people to be able to set up their own businesses through the market stall. So we've got a kind of package of three things that we're offering. First of all, financial support. So they're paying very low rents for the first 3 months, and then pretty low rents for the next 3 months. Also, a lot of practical advice from people who've been there and done it before. So how to present your product, how to price it, how to talk to customers, because as Anya said, that's a really important element. How to ask questions, how to listen to feedback, how to sort of adapt what you do based on customers is really important. And then the other point is the mentoring that you get from other storeholders, because it is an amazingly collaborative environment. It's quite surprising. You think everyone would be competing with each other, but in fact, everyone tends to help each other out.
Have you had any interest yet, Meg?
We only launched it about 10 days ago, but we've got two applicants that we want to take forward. Mm-hmm. So one of them's a young farmer who is right up in the Esk Valley, and he set up a really good business around venison. And then the other person is very different. She's 16, but she's a really good artist and maker of things. So we want to help her to have a store where she can sell those products and learn from doing that.
Why is it so important to get younger traders onto your market?
I think a large part of it is because we are a community market, and community underpins everything that we do. All the money that we make is ploughed back into the local community. It is about helping our community and being part of our community, and that's really where we see the young people fitting in. It's a new generation of traders coming through. They've got energy, they've got new ideas, they've got new ways of doing things. They may be selling completely different products to the sorts of things that we're currently offering. There's no shortage of people wanting to open a store at Hobbingham Market. There's a waiting list, but we're really keen to get this new blood in to sort of refresh the offer and to keep it moving forward.
What's the minimum age nowadays, Meg?
The scheme is aimed at 16 to 30 year olds. I don't think we could operate with anyone under the age of 16, sorry, young Anya, but And it's also aimed at people who are within a 30-mile radius of Hobbingham itself. So broadly speaking, that's people who live in the Lydale area.
Anya, what would you say to anyone listening to this that might be thinking, oh, you know, not sure this is for me, or maybe, you know, thinking, gosh, this sounds amazing?
I think it's an amazing experience. Whatever you pull from it, I think you will always learn. And I think there's always success to be made at a market.
Is it rewarding?
So rewarding.
It's fun, and it's just your great life lessons, I think.
That is Anya. Also from Meg there, who wants you to get in touch. If you're interested in doing a market stall, please get in touch with her. It's the market at Hobbingham, so have a search online for that. But it sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Also, thank you for your messages so far.